This guy starts recording immediately.
Like, yeah, man. You got to jump right into it, man.
Where's Durko?
Oh, wait a minute, what? Come on now. Come on, where's Durko? Come on now.
He's the one said, he's the one that said midnight.
11. He's probably asleep. He's probably asleep. Yeah.
God, you're gonna miss a good trip, man.
I'm missing the AC trip.
AC 2021.
Atlantic City Thanksgiving, Atlantic City. I'm not missing anything.
You're like, what's going on there? Nothing.
I will just enjoy my relaxing time here in the Caribbean. I don't want to go to, who the fuck wants to go to AC during the downslope of quarantine, COVID vaccinations?
Durko does.
He's already in there. He's already in Jersey and New York. he's good to go.
Well, we were supposed to go last weekend, but it got canceled, so.
Yeah.
So we're going to try again.
Try again. What is it? What's that phrase? Try again. If at first you can't, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Yeah, there you go.
Something like that.
Atlantic City, baby. Atlantic City. Gonna go to Trump Plaza and lose more of your money.
The place doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
Well, the Taj Mahal doesn't exist. A lot of places don't exist anymore.
Because of
Trump Towers was in D.C.
No, when you and I went to Atlantic City, we went to a Trump casino.
Yeah, that was the Taj Mahal.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Everybody's being subpoenaed. Everybody's being indicted. Subpoenas and indictments.
That's right.
They're putting sec defs and vice presidents and joint chairman chiefs of staffs on, you know, on the stand. Capital insurrection. What was the other one? That kid's on trial right now. Did they have closing arguments? Did they find him guilty yet?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that little. I should keep my thoughts to myself, I guess, before I get too fucking politicized.
Yeah, the prosecution stated that he provoked the fatal shootings. Oh. Of course, they're trying to hammer him.
Yeah. Of course the prosecution is. They're the prosecution.
I'm surprised they didn't try to go into I said I'm surprised that they didn't try to go for a plea bargain. Like they normally do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They love just going through a plea bargain and having you file that you're guilty.
I mean, the lawyer's going to get paid one way or the other. He just wants to skip through the whole fucking hoopla.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's crazy.
I mean,
they want you to plead guilty, you know, and then do a plea bargain. You know, some deal where they'll knock off a sentence.
Right.
Or knock off some years off your sentence.
How's my camera angle looking over here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. That kid has no leeway for a plea bargain because they have him on camera because motherfuckers were filming him at every street corner. While some 16-year-old, how old was the kid at the time? 16? 17?
He was 17.
Some 17-year-old telling people you can't come down this road, and he's dangling a fucking AR-15 with a fucking extended clip and a red dot scope. And he's telling people you can't come down this road. And he's like, and my biggest, what's even worse is like, there was a whole bunch of cops on the side of the road just watching this dude.
Yeah, he's claiming self-defense.
And he's a fucking little piece of shit. Fucking joke. He's gonna do hard time, and when I say hard time, I mean he is gonna get eaten the fuck alive in there. He's gonna have to be in solitary. He's gonna have to be in PC for like the rest of his time in there. Okay. His life's over, as it should be.
It said the homicide trial on Monday dismissed the misdemeanor gun possession charge the teenager faced after defense lawyers argued that he did not violate the state statute in question because of his age and the length of the barrel of his semi-automatic rifle. So now they're not even going to charge him for the gun charge. But he still faces 5 felony charges, including first degree intentional homicide, which carries a potential life sentence. So they're still trying to hem him up on that.
As they should. I saw the video. He just like ran in front of some guy and shot him.
But they're dismissing the gun charge.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a rule in the state of Wisconsin saying that a minor cannot be charged or cannot possess dangerous weapons.
Okay.
Yeah, it says his age was also a factor.
So the law says minors cannot possess a gun. And he was a minor possessing a gun, so he had that charge.
Possessed dangerous weapons. Yeah. It says to be in violation of a Wisconsin statute that states minors cannot possess dangerous weapons. His age was also a factor.
Yeah.
So then they have a picture of it with the AR-15. Yeah. He's in some shit.
He's gonna get. He's definitely gonna do time. He should do life, without a doubt. He should do life. I mean, these little wannabe rogue fucking mercs. I mean, it's one thing if you come into somebody's house, but this motherfucker's out in the streets. And let the cops, let the real professionals do it. Because now you're hemmed up, and for good reason. I'm playing too much Call of Duty. Playing too much. Speaking of Call of Duty, we're going on a lighter side. So I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I'm producing In the Woods and I'm producing Fear This as motion comics. And so I've been playing, did I mention this last time? I've been playing GTA 5 and you can customize your character. And I've been recording the scenes to make In the Woods, like taking snaps or taking some clips and then dumping them into the editing program and putting on, you know, like a comic book filter and like some graphics and stuff like that. Oh, here he is. Oh, shit. Here he is. If his shit works.
Oh, the motherfucking host of this show.
Sideways. There he is. That's the
He's not in the art gallery anymore.
Yes, he is. they probably just painted the walls, or he has a different light on.
Just sitting on the other side of the couch.
That's what it was. Is it an L couch?
It's a sectional. It's a mini L.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. So sit on that side. It's a prettier backdrop.
No, I see. We should be doing this live, right? There you go.
Yeah. Well, like, you know.
Much better.
Look at that. I mean, who painted that, by the way?
Oh, you know, I don't know the artist, but I'm sure she's not well known. Or who?
It was stolen.
It was stolen at a flea market.
Nicholas Cage stole that jump.
That's right. Art heist. That's right. I was going to say.
It's the Thomas Crown Affair over there.
Oh yeah, several. You got several Thomas Crown Affair pieces all over the house here. Just the house is just a plethora of stolen goods here. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know. I'm well aware. I'm well aware of the industry. I'm very versed.
Yeah, you criminals over there, what do you up to?
So we were talking about In the Woods. Did I mention this last time that I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and I'm recording it? You can customize your character, you can customize your weapons, you can customize your vehicles. And so I'm recording some of my gameplay and taking snaps, taking like small little video clips and creating the motion comic scenes for In the Woods using GTA 5.
Oh, that's kind of crazy, dude.
So that's where I'm at with In the Woods. And Fear This, we kind of shot most of Fear This like the normal way, but there's so many scenes and shots missing with Fear This that I'm finishing off the scenes with GTA 5 as well. Just going to fucking make that a motion comic as well. What were we talking about? Me and Chris, we were saying if at first you don't succeed, try again. Is that the phrase?
That is.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. Just keep trying to make this stupid fucking little cartoon.
Why not, dude?
Nobody wants to watch it. Why do you do it? The same reason why we do this dumbass show. Nobody watches it.
Nobody cares, but you know what? We're out here in the ether, bro. We're just floating our feces out here, and if somebody wants to stick it, they'll stick it, bro.
Electronic feces, digital feces. I mean, you know, 2,000 years from now, aliens are going to watch this and be like, these guys were the biggest losers in the history of the U.S.
Oh, wow.
I think about that. Like, using this mouse, are you using a mouse, Chris? I know you're using a touchpad.
Yeah.
But you have a mouse?
No, I have a pad.
Pads, bro. What the fuck is a mouse?
See, aliens are going to look at this pad and be like, you touch things? Why do you touch things? Why do you click things? What's this keyboard you're typing on? Just think about it. Beep, boop, beep. It's in the fucking brain.
Dang, dude. This local DC entrepreneur, this guy David Castain, just started his own travel booking platform. And he's just taking crazy ass pictures on his Facebook. And I was like, what is this guy doing? And he's promoting his travel platform, just traveling to ridiculous locations and taking pictures of himself. DC native, man.
I'm in India. I'm in Australia.
I mean, he's a self-made millionaire from DC, but yeah.
I'm a self-made millionaire from DC.
Yeah.
I'm a self-made millionaire from DC. I'm a self-made millionaire from DC, going to AC, listening to AC/DC.
This guy just put out an article on Forbes.
Wow, yeah, it's impressive.
When's that going to be, you man? You got to hurry up.
Is it ever going to be? I think is more relevant question. I don't know if it's ever going to be me, man.
Come on, man.
That's okay.
We got to step up our games, man.
I think we should just do. Yeah, we should always step our games. We got to do us. You got to do G, and he's got to do Tech, and I got to do me.
You got to do dirty D's nuts.
Durko's got to get his Durko, and Nelson's got to get his Nelson, and you know Tech's got to fucking Tech up. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh my God.
So just to like completely clusterfuck my whole situation, you know, it's funny. You were talking about that, like, just doing shit and like adding more things to your repertoire. So there's this little bit of equipment that I want to buy.
Oh,
and I don't know why. I just woke up one morning and decided, you know, I think I can do this.
What are you going to buy, man? A television studio, man? You're like, I think I'm going to buy a television studio.
You're going to buy Marvel? Marvel gave you that call.
You know, I was thinking of getting one of these, and I'm just going to start doing live shows at the club.
Tech,
it's only $100. It's only $100.
That's not bad. $100.
That's a damn affordable DJ career right there.
And
$100 sign up.
And listen.
And all you got to do is hit a button.
Bing. That's not true. Four buttons.
Bing.
That's four times Bing. Harder.
And then you slide it to the left, and then you get the other track going on the right, and you get it to the same BPMs as the one that's playing, and then you find that cue button, and then you sync it, and then you slide it to the right, and then on the left side you play that song, and you do that for 2 hours, and you got the girls, oh, the best DJ. But here's my issue with this system, and Techfall knows exactly where I'm going with this, because when I saw the word Serato, I almost had a fucking aneurysm. I'm like, Serato?
Oh, man, that program's so complicated.
Serato? Oh, do you want to tell the Serato story, shall I?
No, I do not.
So, okay. All right, so we're shooting. So Scotty LP and Techfall, we're shooting the music video for Who You Calling, right? And we're at Shorty's Martini Bar. Mm-hmm. And I have a shot list, right? So the shot list is, I'm gonna get a wide, medium, close of Chris rapping. Wide, medium, close. Like at the bar, you know, you got a DJ, you know, spinning and scratching, but then the rapper's rapping, right? Wide, medium, close of Chris, wide, medium, close of Scott, then a two shot, probably, you know, just a two shot of them both rapping. All they have to do is play the song. Of course, Jean-Paul Rigier, you know, is playing the track through Serato, and it's not at the right.
Yeah, because he had it all the way down. That's what happened. I know what happened.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea of what you're talking about. So he had it off by like 2 or 3% of the play speed. You know, like instead of it playing 100% normal. It's not playing twice as fast. It's not playing half as fast. It's playing at like if something's playing normal, it's playing at 100% speed. He probably had it at 90.
It wasn't syncing up. That would have been the problem.
Right. So now I take the footage and I take their CD, their actual MP3 track, and I'm trying to sync the footage to edit it. And it's not lining up. So I have to like do all these micro cuts and then make like a remastered master shot when all I want to do is slap the track
on. You had to make an ultimate director's cut.
I had to make a super ultimate extended edition final renegade director's DVD extended unrated fucking cut of the music video. And so then the second music video was the Hoffman special. And here comes Chris coming out with his table, his turntables, his whole setup. And he's like, I got this shit in Serato. And like I heard Serato and I had a fucking, I felt something pop behind my right eye. And I was like, no Serato. And I unhooked the boombox. I think I unhooked the speakers from his DJ deck and I put in a CD. And I was like, all this gear is going to be turned off. And you're gonna hit play on the CD and you're just gonna like fake DJ or fake scratch. Or we had that, who was the guy with the dreads and the glasses that was DJing for the Hoffman special?
Oh, DJ Steelo?
I think so, yeah. And I was like, all this shit will stay off. This equipment will stay off. Because, okay, so then going back to Who You Calling, which was the one that we had a mistake with, then I was just shooting random shot. Now it's like, okay, everybody can party and have a good time. And I think Chris and Scott just were on there freestyling a totally different song, but it was like cutaway footage. And it was just like, you know, flashy icing on the cake type of footage. And so when it came to the Hoffman special, we had that backyard barbecue party thing. Just play the CD from the boombox hooked into those speakers. After I got my wide, medium, close, then it was, okay, DJ Steelo, have fun. I'll film you for about 10 minutes. I'll film everybody else having a good time. And then that's a wrap. And that's when he turned the Serato back on. Gotta have the Serato. So now here's this equipment. And I'm like, yeah, man, this is really small. It's about compact. It's about the size of a keyboard, a computer's keyboard. And you can maybe, you know, start DJing some bars, you know, like Quincy's Irish Pub or Rockland's Barbecue. make like 200 or 300 bucks a night with this little thing and start, you know, like a fan page or some shit. Maybe do some live videos, live stream while you're DJing.
Live those college years, man. Why not?
Yeah, you can go to Towson University, man.
That's right. Go back to Towson.
I don't think I want to go back to Towson.
Casamia.
Every time we have gone back to Towson, it has been a fucking shit show, either for myself or for somebody else.
It's been disastrous.
For everybody there that didn't even know us.
My wife needs to come with me if I'm gonna go back to Towson. My wife needs to come with me.
She does.
Fredericksburg, we do okay.
Yeah.
Where else have we gone? You know, that whole road trip, every night we did okay. But if Towson was on that road trip would have come to a complete and utter halt if we had gone to Towson on that fucking road trip.
Man ain't lying. The man ain't lying.
Because here's the thing, dude. Do you remember, and Durko will tell you, we were at...
Do you remember that road trip, man? No, I don't.
No, man, I don't.
No, I don't.
Do you remember, Durko, do you remember when we used to go to the fucking crease in the wreck? There was that 50-year-old guy. You remember that 50-year-old guy? He was like...
There's always some 50-year-old guy everywhere you go.
But yeah, you know what I'm... Yeah, yeah. But do you remember Towson had that one guy there that was like 40?
I remember, 50? Yeah.
And he was at the crease or the wreck every fucking night.
Right.
It's like, what is this guy... What is this guy planning on doing? And yeah. I always think back to that guy.
That's us now, man. We're that guy.
Never.
We're the old guys.
I'll be drinking, you know. Oh, and I'm not gonna be. Well, I'm not gonna be drinking like I did last time. And I, me and Chris did an episode after that night, and we already talked about that night. And no one will ever see that episode. That episode will never see the light.
They will steal it off your computer, and one day.
Dude, you wanted to air that video so bad. You're like, I did not. I gotta air it.
I watched 5 minutes of it, and I was like, delete. Delete. It was like,
there's no way.
You remember that cell phone prank you did? Remember that cell phone prank you and Don were doing at the boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, and that old dude was like, delete, 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 delete. That's what I did. Like Matt Hart, like broken Matt Hardy. Delete, delete.
When we did the Deja Vu prank. And the guy was like, no, delete it.
Yeah, that's what I fucking did. Like broken Matt Hardy, man. Delete, delete. I fucking deleted that shit. No one will ever see that episode for ever. Ever.
That's what you say now, but I'll steal it one day.
The aliens
will find it. Oh, it'll be an NFT.
That's right.
It'll be about a $15 NFT right there.
Whatever, man. That thing's gonna be legendary when Glenn Nelson gets an Oscar. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll end up on
Zombie Squad Cat. That's an exclusive, baby. Come on.
I'll end up like Cuba Gooding Jr. Win an Oscar and then can't get fucking work to save my life.
Oh, God, I don't even like know what the hell like this guy like.
It's like alive, winning like,
so talented, so talented.
Dude, that's what like happened? winning the Super Bowl and then be out of the NFL like the next year. Is that possible?
Well, it's like being a pro football player, taking a knee and then blaming that for your failed career when you really weren't that good of a player in the first place. Take a knee. I don't care if you take a knee, but come on. Don't blame that for, like, look at your stats. You weren't that great in the first place. What was that? The road trip. You know, me and the wife. Oh, I got a funny story for you. So me and the wife, we go to the Poconos back in 2018, or maybe it was 2017. We went to the Poconos one summer, right? And so in the Poconos is really fucking cool. We actually should do like a six-way trip, like the six of us or the five of us or whoever goes out. We should all go out there. So we go to this thing called the Union House. No, it's either called the Union House or the Station House. because it was like a pub within it was a pub within a house that all the train workers at there's this there's a rail there's a railroad that goes through the Poconos, through the mountains and all that shit. And all the railroad workers would always end up in this place. So now fast forward, it's like 2017, 2018. And it's turned into kind of like a hipster fucking, gentrified pub. So we go in there, and this was when I was vaping. I don't know if you guys remember, I used to be one of those vaping douchebags. And so I step outside to like, vape a little bit, and this little fucking shitbag white kid is like smoking a cigarette, and he's like walking in to the place and flicks the cigarette, and it kind of lands kind of close to me. Like, I didn't know if he was throwing it at me or maybe just like a gust of wind just took it towards my direction. I really couldn't tell. So I'm like, okay. So then I go in, like maybe a minute after him, and I go sit down with the wife, and I see him at the Touch Tunes. You know what the Touch Tunes are? That jukebox, Touch Tunes.
Yeah.
So he's at the Touch Tunes for like he's just fucking feeding money into it. And it's all like Kendrick Lamar and Biggie Smalls and fuck Trick Daddy or whoever it was hip at the time. So I have the app for Touch Tunes on my phone, right? So I go on the app and I pick AC/DC's Thunderstruck, and then you can pay like an extra $3 to have it bumped to next in line. If you only pay $1 for per song, then it goes into that order. But if you pay like a few extra bucks, you can have it bumped to play next after the song is playing. So I do that. And so then Thunderstruck starts playing, and the dude kind of walks out into the room, like looking around, like, what the fuck? And he goes back in, right? And so then, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes passes by. And then I go on the app again. I pay $5 to play AC/DC's Thunderstruck again, the same fucking song. As me and the wife are paying the bill, right? As we get the bill, that's when I hit play with the extra like $3 to have it bumped. Because now he's got his Kendrick Lamar song. So I bump up my Thunderstruck. I'm playing Thunderstruck again, right? So we're paying the thing, and this guy comes out. He goes, "Who the fuck he's playing Thunderstruck?" And he goes back, because like on the other side was like all the pool tables, but on the side me and the wife were at was like the tables and the TVs with the sports games on. So then I whisper in her ear everything that just happened, and Melissa just jumps up. She's like, "We're leaving now. Pay it. Pay it. We're leaving now." And she just fucking storms out. I'm like, "He doesn't know." And she's like, "I don't care. I don't care. Pay. We're leaving now." So, I get the fucking receipt for the credit card. I sign and give a tip. We leave. We get back to our hotel. I look at the app. I can still see the restaurant, the pub, and the Touch Tunes. So I order AC/DC's Thunderstruck again for $5. And we weren't even there to see like his reaction of hearing it. Okay, so now fast forward a year. I'm on a film shoot. I'm on a film shoot. I'm on a film shoot somewhere in Bumfuck, Virginia, right? And we're shooting in this warehouse. And one night after shooting, we all go out for drinks at this bar. And it's another one of those, kind of like a local kind of pub. They turn somebody's house into a fucking pub. You remember that house pub we went to in Pittsburgh at my brother's art show?
Oh yeah.
This pub was a lot like that, but a little bit better. It was definitely
It
somebody's
was the
house.
one. It was the one up in the mountains, right?
The one up in the mountains that had like the toilet that wasn't affixed to the floor. You remember that one? Right,
Well,
right down the.
it was a real dive bar.
It was, dude, that was literally somebody's. That was literally somebody's abandoned house turned into a pub. I don't even think they had a license for anything. The toilet wasn't even affixed to the floor. That's how like dilapidated this little house pub was. But in Virginia, on this film shoot. It was a much better. It was a setup like that, but it was very nice. So we're in there, and I think I was still vaping at this point. So we're in there, douche
No.
vaping like a douchebag.
No, I think you were smoking, not vaping.
I wasn't smoking at this point. definitely wasn't smoking with Melissa, but I was vaping at this point. Definitely vaping, right? So I go in there, we're sitting. There's this like 65-year-old guy. Here we go, another 65-year-old guy sitting at a bar at a pub getting drunk, right? Being the old creepo. But he's at the Touch Tunes, ordering Dropkick Murphys, like probably pumped in $30 worth of Dropkick Murphy songs. And so I go up to the Touch Tunes and I look and I'm like, it's all fucking Dropkick Murphys for like 80 songs. It's Dropkick Murphys. So I start telling like my fellow cast and crew, I start telling them the original story. And they start laughing. And I'm like, hey, just watch this. So I order AC/DC's Thunderstruck for $5, get it bumped to the next song. But then me and somebody else, we step outside vaping. He's smoking, I'm vaping a little bit, and we're having a drink out on the little outside patio. I go back in, and some random table is like, why the fuck do you keep playing AC/DC? And I look at them, I look at my table, and they're giggling. I'm like, oh, do you think that shit's funny? And I go over there, I'm like, did you set them up to say that to me? And they're like, yeah, we set them up. We told them what you told us. And then I'm like, oh, that's funny. I open up the app again. AC/DC's Thunderstruck for $5. So the guy that went to that table to tell them to like yell at me as a joke, he goes up to the Touch Tunes to order his own shit. Just as AC/DC's Thunderstruck plays for the second time, that old dude gets in his fucking face. It's like, stop playing fucking AC/DC.
You're like, what? They're a good band.
Yeah. And so then again, so he gets yelled at and he's like, dude, you don't understand. He goes, get the fuck off. Dropkick Murphys, get the fuck off my Touch Tunes. We finish our beers, we finish our burgers or whatever the fuck we got. We leave. We're about like around the corner. I go on the app, I play AC/DC's Thunderstruck again for $5. We're fucking leaving. We already left though. Because the fucking the that the that establishment's Touch Tunes was still like locatable on the app. So I was able to order a song even though I wasn't even like on the block.
Taking a big old Nelson wherever you go, man.
I thought it was a funny story.
That is a funny story. Wish I was there for that. Legitty.
Yeah, man. So has anybody seen Shang-Chi yet?
Oh my God. I was just talking about how I wanted to see it, dude. I'm so mad because I know that the Eternals came out like the other day.
Yeah, I heard the Eternals is like a 2-hour
It's like
backstory.
I heard it was two hours.
garbage.
It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, we're like 2 hours of a backstory and then 40 minutes of amazingness.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's important. Apparently, it's important for this movie to be like that because it's building up a lot for phase 5 and 6 of the MCU. But Shang-Chi's
That
good.
shit look. I heard that shit was on. That shit's on Disney, I think. It's streaming Disney right now. It's free. Yeah.
It's well, if you have Disney, it's free.
Right. If you,
So
yeah.
yeah, like you have a lot of streaming services now that will make you pay an additional price to watch a movie. I pay this. I think I pay 60 a year for Disney Plus because I got the early bird special when they were first.
Oh, that's
Aver
right.
a
It's Disney
I got
Plus.
it
Yeah.
long time ago, so I got Disney Plus a long time ago. So it's only like 60 or 70 a year for me.
A year?
It was 5 hours a month or
Yeah,
four ninety eight. It was now what is what's it at now?
it's
More
probably
than that,
more.
right?
It's probably more, but I jumped on the early bird special.
Oh, you got grandfathered in, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my price didn't go up.
Yeah,
My
you
price,
probably.
oh, actually, and that's not true. My price might have gone up to 70, but still, I mean, I think that's better
Whatever.
than Netflix. But so
Well,
the thing
even Netflix went up a little bit.
Netflix is like, yeah,
yeah,
Netflix is
Netflix went
like
up. Of
10 or
course.
12 now.
They're making 17 fucking movies a week.
Well, plus you have three different options to choose from. Like
Mm-hmm.
you have your basic, you also have your, what is it, like exclusive package.
I know. I think Disney Plus is still $7.99 a month,
My
man.
mom and stepdad still get the hard copies from Netflix. They still get the Blu-rays mailed
Shut
to
up.
them. Yes, they still get the Blu-rays mailed to them.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's not even
They never
possible,
changed
dude.
their fucking plan. And my stepfather still goes online and fucking reorganizes the queue of what the what physical copies are going to come to him. They get two fucking discs a week, and then they mail them back. Well, they don't mail them. They put them in their mailbox, and the mailman takes them. But they receive two fucking DVDs or Blu-rays a fucking week from Netflix. Still.
Wow.
Why not? Because the thing is, you don't fucking realize, you don't realize it, but the thing is, Netflix might not have that movie streamable, but they have that movie available on DVD or Blu-ray.
Interesting. Wow.
So, and my fucking stepfather just sits there and figures out, like, okay, this is not streamable, but I can get a hard copy of it. Send that to me. He fucking sits there and figures that shit out.
That's good. That's
and
fire.
they watch a lot of movies, man.
They watch it's like $13, $14 a month now. What am I talking about?
Netflix is.
Oh wait, you get Disney, ESPN, and Hulu together for $14. I just
with what else?
That's a bundle.
That's a bundle.
Yes.
Hulu. But both of those are probably Uber basic.
Uber, not Uber.
Right. I'm not saying you get Uber with Hulu and Disney Plus. I'm saying they're. I'm using the word Uber as in it's like Uber basic, like Uber sucks. Not Uber Plus or Uber XL.
I know what you're getting
Uber
at, bro.
Lame.
Bro, it's so annoying. Like what you're talking about, but. I'm like trying to remember the name of the other one. I'm like, what is the name of the other one? I'm trying to make a joke. I'm like, what's the other Uber? And I can't even think of the name of the other one. What's the other one called now?
Uber XL?
Lyft, for Christ's sake. Lyft. I couldn't live 10 seconds on a brain fart. I couldn't remember the word Lyft.
Do you need a Lyft? Do you need a Lyft?
I need no Lyft Disney packages, bro. No.
Are you in an Uber hurry to get somewhere? Do you need a Lyft? Hey, so yeah, I mean, oh, and you know what fucking sucks? Okay, if you're paying money for Hulu,
yeah, you can get Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus for $13.
But if you're paying money for Hulu, why the fuck are you seeing ads?
Because
I don't get that.
They fuck you a little bit because they're cheaper, I guess.
Well, because you're getting the basic.
Probably. Basic what? I'm fucking paying. Ads are designed for, okay, let's go back to the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. You have advertisements on ABC, NBC, and CBS, which is free if you just have a fucking rabbit ears on your roof and rabbit ears on the top of your TV, right? You got to buy a TV and you got to have the little fucking, you know, alien Martian fucking antennas on top of the TV, and you can pick up ABC, NBC, CBS, 5, 45, 50, 54, 45, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. That was it, Chris, right? Remember all those channels?
Yeah.
They would show ads because that's how the TV stations made money. You're watching it for free for the most part. Watching The Honeymooners, you're watching Cops on Fox 5, you're watching The Simpsons, you're watching...
Is this about advertisers?
So listen, but you don't pay for those channels.
Right.
Those channels make money because, you know, fucking, I don't know, what are some ads? Because these medical pharma, Pepsi, because Pepsi and Budweiser and Cluck You Chicken and Burger King and McDonald's have commercials, right? And they pay for that commercial time. That's how the TV studios make money. So fast forward, now you got basic cable. HBO doesn't have commercials, right? But if you're paying for basic cable, then why does TNT have commercials? TNT is a basic cable channel. And that you're paying for TNT, TBS, A&E, E, Spike, FX are basic cable channels that you pay for. Why do they have commercials? Fast forward to Hulu. You're paying for fucking Hulu. Why the fuck are there commercials? Why are there ads?
Well, they're making more money, I can tell you that. they're charging less, right? Like they're gonna be charging more for premium service, be more competitive, and they're making more money from advertisers probably because they're just giving up their space, right? Their airtime for money.
No shit, Sherlock. We're getting fucked.
Oh yeah, as the viewer, we're losing time and they're getting money for sure. Right.
Yeah, we're getting ripped off.
Whatever happened to TiVo, where you can just fast forward through that shit?
Exactly. I remember TiVo, and me and Melissa, we had fucking.
Dude, TiVo was kind of a flash in the pan. It didn't last that long.
TiVo used to be the word. You know how like TiVo used to be the word for like Coke is a soda, but you don't say I'm drinking soda. You say I'm drinking Coke. Xerox is the brand. You don't say I'm going to photocopy something. People nowadays say I'm going to Xerox this, but Xerox is a brand. Photocopy is the device, right? You don't say I'm going to jump in my Ford unless you have a Ford. You say I'm going to jump in my car, no matter what fucking brand of car, make, model it is. But that's kind of like the thing. Hey, who's got a Ford? Who's got a Chevy? But TiVo, people used to use the word TiVo as in DVRing something. Because like with Hulu, I DVR shit, right? With TiVo, you could fast forward through the commercials on your DVR. With Hulu, even if you have something DVR'd in your records, and you like skip ahead, it stops you and it forces you to watch the 3-minute fucking advertisements, which is obnoxious. It's like, yeah. Dude, we. Because we have like a really expensive Hulu package because she's a goddamn Dallas fan.
Dude, remember that back in the day you had that clicker when you're recording something, you can click it and it'll cut the commercial off. It's like a pause button when you're recording. You didn't have that growing up?
No.
It was a little remote. So when you're recording like a TV show.
Yeah, but okay, so you pause it. But you have to pause the record. You have to be watching it.
You have to physically pause it.
And then when the commercial's off, you have to fucking unpause the record to get the rest
and of it. Dude, it was so horrible. Like when it goes back into the show from where you paused it, it's like a little scramble and then to the show.
See, I never wasted my time with that, dude. I would just it would be easier to just record, set it, forget it, record it. And then when I'm watching what I recorded, you know, what is it? That episode of Seinfeld that you recorded that one night and you just fast forward to the commercials and then you see Seinfeld's back on, you rewind. You remember the fast forward would just go, you would try to hit play and the fast forward would like not immediately play, but kind of like slow down and then play. So then you have to back it up to the tail end of the commercials, watch the last 5 seconds of the commercial. Oh, man, fuck a VHS, man. That was a challenge. Remember, it was a fucking skill to be able to like fast forward and then catch it. It was a fucking skill.
It was. You were good at that, man. You were Blockbuster.
I was good at that. Everything. Blockbuster video, man. That was the best job.
The job you got now is the best job, bro.
That was the second best job. Living on a beach, boy.
Living the beach in Colorado, bro.
Colorado.
Colorado.
He's living in Colorado now.
Colorado.
There's no beaches in Colorado. Beaches of Denver, there's no fucking beaches in Colorado.
Oops. Silly me. Hey, man. Thank you for your service, man.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service because you do a service. ABA. What's an important service? ABBA.
I play daddy. That's literally.
Don't make it creepy.
That's dad in Hebrew. No, that's
don't, make, don't make it weird. Don't make it creepy.
Just saying, that's the word for dad in Hebrew. Enough said.
Speaking of pranks and daddy, So my dad does not know how to use
That's the king of all segues right there, but go ahead.
my dad does not know how to use a fucking cell phone or a smartphone or Google Duo or Zoom or anything, right?
God bless him.
So somehow, like with Google Duo, you can set up groups, right? Like the three of us could set up a group, and I just hit that group, and you two, if I hit that group, you two would get a call. Or Chris, if you hit the group,
It's called
us two would get the call, right? Huh?
Google Group
Google Duo.
Duo.
But you can add all sorts of different people to this group. So me and my brother and my dad started a group, but somehow it was my dad's email, but also his wife's cell phone number. Not my dad's cell phone number, but my stepmother's cell phone number. Okay. So my dad was drunk one night, and he was just annoying us so bad. And you don't want to like give your dad a hard time at that age. You don't want to like grill him. You don't want to grill him or give him like serious shit. So I sent my brother a text, like a regular SMS text, like, I'm just gonna prank dad tonight. And he's like, and my brother's like, please don't. I'm like, I've already decided I'm gonna do it. So we're calling him, and he answers on his laptop from the email, but also in the group is his wife's, my stepmother's phone number. And he's like, the phone's going off and I don't know how to shut it. And so I just hit redial on that member of the group. And he's like, what the fuck? The phone's going off again. And you see him like leave the screen, and he's like, God damn it, Karina, I can't figure this shit out. So then he comes back in the room, and I hit the fucking redial on the cell phone. He goes, it's fucking going off again. Oh, the fuck? And he's like storming out. So I did that to him about three times. He comes back. He's like, now I can't fucking see you guys. I can't find the window, because on the laptop it's a Google Chrome window, or it's a Microsoft Internet Explorer window, or whatever. It's a window, like a browser window. So I can't find it. And I'm like, okay, go to Chrome. So okay, I found Chrome. And he's like, all right, hit Control W. Control W means close the tab. Was like, hit Control W. He's like, I still can't see you. Hit it again. I still can't see you. Hit it again. Okay, I can see you. All right, hit it one more time. And he closed out he hung up by closing that tab. He ended the call. So then he calls us back 5 minutes. He goes, why are you guys fucking with me? Because I told him the fucking the keyboard shortcut to close the tab of our call. Just keep closing all the tabs until you find us, and then close it one more time. Close the call. And then they called back in. Why are you guys fucking with me? I'm like, because we love you.
Oh man, that's amazing. That guy's living the life.
He is living the life, though.
He is living the
love
life.
him, hate him, shit, man.
Living the life. Can't be mad at that.
Two and a half pensions in Sweden. Oh.
He's living the dream.
Doing better than we are, I'll tell you that. But fuck it.
You remember that one night, Durko, your dad was trying to kick Bobby Cash out of the house.
Oh my God, that was legend, dude. That was I can't wait to kick old like I can't wait to get old and kick like kids out of the house. I mean, it's gonna be a great, a
Should
great
be a great feeling.
it's gonna be a great feeling. Just be like, fuck it. I can do this tiny shit that's gonna matter to nobody, but it's gonna make a legendary story for these kids in like 20 years.
It was only like a couple of years ago. I think Big Mike kicked you and me out of. He kicked me and Don out of their house. You guys gotta go.
Wait,
Overcooked my grits.
Oh, did he say that? Did he say that? I think he did.
Overcooked my grits, Chris. Your boys gotta go.
No, how it started is because I got drunk on the boat, and he was like, "Why do you gotta do that? Why you gotta drink on the boat and do shots?" I was like,
It's been a long year.
"Why not?"
Glenn's driving.
Yeah, he had a big problem with it. Because nobody's
Everybody
drinking.
has a problem with your drinking, guy. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not your fault, but well, kind of is. Listen, you weren't the issue 3 weeks ago. I certainly was the issue. No one's ever gonna see that
oh,
ever.
You were the issue, man. You almost got eliminated.
You guys almost kicked me from the call. All right, we're cutting you for the day. Gonna pull a Geraldo Rivera on your ass, throw you out of the fucking studio.
You drunk bastard.
Who the fuck was that psychotic asshole of a Morton Downey Jr.? Remember Morton Downey Jr.?
Morton Downey Jr.?
Nobody remembers Morton Downey Jr.? No relation to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Morton Downey Jr. was this chain-smoking talk show host. It was like Morton Downey Jr. and Phil Donahue were kind of the beginning of Jerry Springer, Ricky Lake. Oh, who's the one now that has paternity tests all the time?
Oh, are you talking about Maury Povich?
Maury Povich.
He's old, yeah, not him.
Mopo. Yeah, Morton Downey Jr. goes back. Morton Downey Jr. I think was like the first one that just became like a complete asshole. And he would scream and cuss at his guests. Every guest. He would bring porn stars on and then yell at them for being porn stars. It's like, well, they're porn stars. Like, why do you have them on? Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid, stupid. All right, clearly this is coming to a halt. We're not even at an hour yet.
Well, yo, what's the word, man? What you been up to? What's the day in the life of Nelson looking like right now? I don't feel like we should hold back.
I play GTA 5 for 5 hours, and I record myself and then put it in Final Cut to make the motion comic.
So you're a play to pay guy. You're playing video games and getting paid to make films.
I'm working on the film. I can't talk much about the film right now.
I know. You're on set on Beach in Colorado.
I signed an NDA.
Okay.
When the trailer comes out, when the trailer comes out, we'll talk about it.
Exactly. And what about tech? Tech, what's going on, man? Any stories out in DC?
No, just been kicking it, man.
You been sleeping? Get some rest?
Yeah, just been kicking it.
You almost died the other day. You're still alive, though.
Still alive. We're gonna have fun in AC, man.
Yeah, nearly. I don't know if you know. But
I wish Nelson Harris. Could. What?
We're going to Harris, man. Yeah, we're going to AC this weekend.
Yeah, I wish Nelson could come.
Nelson's gonna kill himself. We probably shouldn't have told him that.
I plan on killing myself once this film's done. Once my kid graduates college, yeah, I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, once your kid has like a kid.
Hey, man, why don't you just fly out to AC this weekend, man?
Yeah, man.
And hang out.
Do it. Fuck it. Just get out. Take a break from the beach, bro.
Fuck it.
You came to AC, right, with us, Don? When Balin?
No.
Beleta came? Were you there on that trip?
When Balin bailed out of the whole trip?
Oh my God!
Durko was not there.
I thought he was there.
Durko was not there. He always finds some way to fucking. He like misconstrues everything. So Chris got a room. Chris got a room, and I was like, and I went with him. Me and Chris went to the AC together.
I think we're there for like 4 days.
I don't think it was that long. I don't think it was that long, but so Balin
because I got there first. Remember?
That's what it was. I met up with you later.
I think I got it.
I think
like
I did two
days.
Nights. I think I did two nights with you.
And then I think I did a night by myself.
So you probably did three nights because I think I did two nights with you, but one of the nights that I was with Chris, I call up Balin. And Balin is always bailing out. And he shows up at like 7 because he just got done teaching tennis and then going back to his dad's house. And I think he had to sneak out. And I think he had to pull off on the side of the road and change his clothes in his car. And then he came to Atlantic City and met up with us. And so he pulls his usual bullshit. And he's like, I'm just going to take a 3-hour nap and then I got to get back. Can I just take a nap on the little sofa there? You know, because like the room has like a little sofa. And I just knew, he's like, okay, this is his way of not putting in for the room. This is his way of not putting in for the room. And so then he called me the next day. He goes, I thought you said,
Chris, wait a minute.
I thought you said Chris.
He pulls that move all the time.
Hey, can I just dog.
I'll sleep in the sink, dude.
Let me just sleep in the bath. Let me just take a quick 2-hour nap in the bathtub. But then here's the thing he would do, right? Here's the thing, because you know what he's doing, right? So it's like, all right, dude, take a nap in the bathtub. I'll wake you up in 2 hours. He goes, you're not gonna make me sleep in the bathtub, are you?
I'm like, yeah.
Are you gonna put in for the fucking hotel room, please? Come on, man. I'm not really spending the night.
I think we were all pretty strapped for cash at that point, too.
I wasn't.
Huh?
No, I wasn't.
Nelson wasn't. He was making movies, bro. He was on the set.
Well, see, he tried to tell me something like, "Oh, you told me that Chris had a hookup," and I'm like, I think he got a discount. We didn't get it for free.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, 15% discounts are Chris gets them, everybody gets them. And this Balin comes around and is like, because oh, okay.
Didn't you use some of your cousin's points or some shit? You got a discount or something. No?
I don't know. Like, because I was usually staying at the Borgata. Because that's where my hookup was, at the Borgata. But we couldn't get the Borgata for some reason because it was booked. So I ended up staying at the... We stayed at the Tropicana.
Tropicana. This is Tropicana. Yeah. So, Durko... Hey,
did you guys hear about the Travis Scott thing, by the way?
Yeah.
You heard about it? Did you talk about it?
What the fuck?
Nobody heard about it, man.
There's going to be a whole new documentary series about it. Just like Fire Island?
Yeah.
Firebase? What the fuck was that thing called? Fire Island?
Oh, Fire.
Yeah. The Fire Festival.
Fire Fest.
Yeah. Well, this was pretty bad, man. Like, I think
stampede.
It was all over the news, like, for 3 days. It was like all...
Yeah, and, like, stampede.
Everybody was like, he kept going. Like, these kids died and he just kept going. Like, I don't think it's like a 10,000 person concert. I don't think it was that simple. People definitely died. I don't think he knew.
Yeah, there was 10 people dead.
He probably thought it was like a mosh pit. Right. There's been mosh pits, and so he's going to keep going. That's one thing. Here's an example. You've got WWE's No Way Out, 1999. Owen Hart falls from the ceiling. He was supposed to come in on a zip line. He falls from the ceiling, lands in the ring, snaps his neck, dies. In the middle of the ring, pro wrestling. Vince McMahon decided to go on with the pay-per-view. I would have stopped the pay-per-view. Travis Scott is on stage. He's rapping. He sees like a mosh pit, or he sees like a human wave. People do that.
But it was like Live Nation. It was a Live Nation event. Like, a lot of times it isn't the people that are actually doing the show that have to say. It's people that are running the show that, like, would tell
Travis,
him.
Travis Scott's probably up on stage. I don't know Travis Scott, but he's probably high and drunk on stage just rapping. He's in his zone. He's not fucking paying attention to what's going on in the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, more than likely he was not able to be, like, if nobody came up and, like, told him, or, like, you know, in his earpiece, like, said, like, dude, you have to stop the show. Like, he did stop it for a minute. Like, somebody told him, or, like, he realized something was wrong, and he was like, yo, and he stopped the show for, like, a little bit. But then, like, somebody said, like, oh, people are okay. He didn't find out till later that anybody, I don't think anybody.
He probably didn't find out till the end of the night.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't know. How are you going to know?
And listen, he might see ambulances out there and be like, yeah, that's probably because someone's dehydrated.
Right.
Exactly. Did you go to Preakness with us, Durko? Did you go to Preakness with us? There were ambulances and cop cars going through.
Yeah, I was there a couple times.
It's a fucking horse race.
Right.
It's a fucking horse race, and people get fucking sloshed, and there's DJs, and people are drinking, and there's police, and there's ambulances going whoop, 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 all throughout the fucking crowd, picking people up. Does that mean fucking 10 people died from a stampede? Who the fuck knows?
Right.
So, like, here you have it was Travis Scott that was actually on stage when that happened.
Yeah, how many people were at this thing?
10,000.
10,000 people?
Dude, and apparently it was like shoulder to shoulder. Like wherever you stopped and stood is where you stood for the rest of the night. It was that packed. Like, and then they had this like special, they were doing a special way of filming it. Like they had this whole row in the middle cut out and the kids blew over the barricade. And then like it pushed everybody even further together and like it just squished people. So
nobody even got hurt at Tibetan Freedom like that, man. There was 100,000 people at that joint.
I think it was just
in D.C. You know something
new, yeah, it's just unfortunate, man. It really is just unfortunate.
Durko, you went to this NFT party a couple weeks ago. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, I think that whole, you know, that whole, wow. I mean, first of all, we haven't even talked about the metaverse. That's what everybody's talking about these days.
Metaverse. Ooh, metaverse.
The metaverse. The NFT thing, I think, is just beginning. I think it's just going to be a lot of parties and a lot of networking, a lot of...
Yeah, they just had an NFT. They just had an NFT, like, station over at EDC in Orlando. It's pretty crazy.
What does that mean, the station?
I guess, like, this exhibit... NFT exhibit,
right,
at the actual EDC.
Yeah, so I mean, it's gonna change, like what social media did for the internet. NFTs are gonna do for like musicians and artists, and take away power from the record labels even faster than like SoundCloud and all the streaming services did, because it's gonna allow fans to become the record label because they'll be the early investors. And so if they invest in things that grow, you know, appreciate in value, then like an artist can raise like $5 million overnight. And those early fans will be like basically record label owners of that art and that artist, because they were the first people to believe in them. And so it's just going to give a whole economic, you know, powers to artists that have really never had that before, and then cut out everybody making money off of the art, you know, because a lot of people still sign deals today where 85% of the money, they make like 10 cents off of like every dollar of like a record sale, which is like,
that's 10%.
That's insane to think that 90% of the money isn't going to you when you're doing 100% of the art. So yeah, NFTs are about to disrupt the fuck out of that whole entire record like label industry. It's just crazy because any artist, doesn't matter what medium, you could raise money faster with NFTs than any other way of raising money before. So the metaverse, the internet, all that's about to change, and NFTs are going to be like the driving currency behind, you know, how people are able to get a spot, you know, in their niche and whatever art that they're, you know, trying to get people to see and experience.
So did you learn a lot from this experience, this NFT NFT show or conference?
I mean, it was
just, you know, networking, talking to different people and learning about what it is, and
yeah,
how to kind of get started into it.
So I mean, that week there was like a whole bunch of NFT events in New York City, and so there are people from like all over the country, like people that were starting coins, that were part of projects in LA, you know, basically half the people in there to talk to were just part of projects, part of coins that were starting up. And it was this project and that thing that raising money this way, and you could buy and sell these coins, and these projects had some sort of utility. But just excitement over crypto and excitement over like the main thing, the main, you know, showcases there were artists that were just showing their art on the wall. Like this guy had like famous artists and musicians and celebrities, whatever, with their face on the clock, and it was just like their plastic face, and it was like a limited edition of clocks you could buy. And this was an artist, and he was, you know, having his work showcased there. And the people that were showcased in the NFT event were like at NFT conferences and crypto conferences, and real, like, it's the real tech bubble that's growing all over again. But NFTs are going to be way bigger than anybody sees them being right now. I mean, you know, Nike bought a bunch of NFTs, like a bunch of big names are investing in NFT. Like Post Malone bought like a $300 million or $30 million NFT the other day, like a Bored Ape. Bored Ape is like this series of NFTs of just apes. And people are saying that Bored Apes are the new Rolex. Like, what? How is that even possible? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what does that even mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just weird, but it's going to change everything. And we don't even understand how. So is the metaverse, but nobody really can really understand that yet, I don't think. NFTs make a little more sense. But.
So if you were a graphic design artist, like, you could definitely get into an NFT type of business, I mean, right?
NFT could be anything. It could be a picture, a short video. It could be something you drew, something you took a picture of. There's no limit. I mean, nobody might buy it, but you could put it on the marketplace. Somebody could buy it. You could sell it.
Okay. That makes sense. So
it's like it doesn't have to be any one thing. Well, it could be a song. You could make a song in NFT, but then you could never sell that original song anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Like, I was thinking all this artwork that I've done in the past, you know, for like Sammy, let's say, like all these graphic design pieces, you know, or whatever, I could sell them as NFTs, like, assuming somebody would want to buy them because they believe, you know, Sam's art will go places in the future. You know, like, I could sell that stuff now just to raise money for Sam. Like, anybody could do it. It's just, does anybody want to buy what you're selling? For whatever reason, do they believe in you? They want to put money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an investor. So it's cool.
I got you.
But I mean, look, the first time I heard about it was a year ago. It's taken me a whole year to really, like, this first event that I went to really, like, starts your understanding. For me, it started my understanding of what it could be. But for a year, I had to think about it, like, how is this going to change anything? And It's I think it's going to be bigger than, like, file sharing, peer-to-peer sharing, like Napster. I think it's going to be bigger than all, it's going to dwarf all that shit that we're used to from the past, social media included.
I mean, basically, like, YouTube, I think, Tech, you and I were talking about this, like, last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, YouTube is kind of digital media, new media and digital media, and people posting their artwork on Instagram or Tumblr. It's like the epitome of NFTs. And now here I am. Like, if I made a fucking movie and I sold it as an NFT, because you're telling me Post Malone bought something for $30 million?
He bought a picture of a monkey.
But if I made a short fucking film and Post Malone bought it for $30 million, like, you're gonna auction, you right. Auction a short film.
Yeah, you could. I think you could do that. Yeah,
It's like, listen, I made a short film. I made $30 million off of it. I give the cut to the cast and crew.
That means the only person that could show that film would be that Post Malone. And he'd make money off every time.
Post Malone.
Royalty, you know?
Do whatever you want to do with it.
But, heard it here first. Posty, Nelson, let's make it happen.
I mean, there's an idea.
It's, dude, I'm telling you.
You know what I think with In the Woods and Fear This? Maybe I'll try out.
You should fuck with NFTs just to fucking see what you can do.
Just see what happens. I'm selling my short film as an NFT. But how the fuck would you sell it to somebody?
You put it on, like, on websites like OpenSea. There's like different NFT marketplace websites, just like an eBay or something, where you just post it, and then people can, like, go through it, and you can put your price on it, and then they gotta pay you in, like, Ethereum, or they gotta pay you in, it's Ethereum, I think, mostly. But if you get paid, first of all, if somebody pays you $30 million in Ethereum, it's like 100 some Ethereum, whatever it is.
It's still $30 million US, though.
Yeah, but that shit's gonna go up over time. I mean, it's gonna
I'm gonna cash out. I'm gonna cash out 50% of that Ethereum to 15 million US.
Right, and then you could keep half in Ethereum, and that shit's gonna go up in like 4 years.
Or so it's gonna plummet like Doge.
Yeah, but Doge. Let's be real. The shit coins. Chris, what's the latest on Doge? Come on, man. What's the shit coin up to now? Here's the goddamn letter, man. What's
I'll give it to you right now. What is that? Let me check.
I'll check. Let's see who wins.
Doge
is at
AMC.
Doge is at. Are you listening to me? Doge is at point. I know you're not. Doge is 0.248.
Yep.
I win.
24 cents.
God.
I bought it for so less. I made so much off Doge.
I'm in the negative.
No, I'm talking about like last year, dude.
Yeah.
Like when I bought it at like 0.0002. And it went up to 60 cents.
Oh, but that's where you could have
bought it. You could have bought $1,000 worth, man, and made like 60K. You know, I know it's crazy. Like, every time I hear it. Oh, but you know what, though? Guess what? The crypto metaverse gaming coins, altcoin season is about to start. As soon as Bitcoin has dropped down to 60K, as soon as it passes 70K in the next like week or two, altcoin season is about to take off. And altcoins, buying low cap altcoins right now can literally take $1,000 to turn it to $100,000 or $1 million. Like literally, life changing wealth will happen to millions of people in the next 2 to 6 weeks. Now he's making that face as if you don't want to make that money, but you too can make that money.
Of course, I want to make that money. I'm not making that face.
I'm saying you do want to make
I'm making that face because I got to take a shit.
Oh, you got to take a poopy in your chair, bro.
Take a poop. But I'll hold it.
Just do it in your chair.
Nap will bottle that shit, bro.
So,
but I get it faster.
Speaking of which, talk about a good segue. Speaking of which, I passed a unique milestone in my life.
Oh, yeah? You had another kid? Without telling us?
No. I haven't been home in a while. I had my first colonoscopy.
Oh!
Mazel tov. Mazel.
You got the poop shoots. All right. How did it go?
They found a polyp, but it's benign. Yeah, but it's benign.
Marker 2, 3, 4, 5. It's good. You went early.
It's benign.
Good.
I did go early.
You got to go. They even say 35. It's like at the age you can go now.
No, they were telling me at 41 it was early, and I'm like, the wife's been bugging me, so the wife keeps saying 40. This doctor said 50. I had another doctor tell me 45, and I'm like, okay. So they found a polyp is benign, and they said okay every 5 years, and I said okay. Just schedule me at 45 so it's easy to remember. So that's in 4 years will be my next one. So I can do it at 45 and 50 and 55 and 60 and 65 and 70. It's just easier. Just like it's the same reason why, the only reason why I bought Doge in the first place. Cause at that point I only wanted to fuck with Robinhood and nothing else. And that was the cheapest fucking crypto coin on Robinhood.
D-Race. D-Race is a horse racing blockchain game that's, you can pay and gamble. It's on crypto.com, buy it. It's going to 5x within the next 6 weeks. I'll eat my fucking phone if it doesn't hit 15 to 20 bucks in 2 months, 2 to 6 months.
Would you say D-Race?
D-Race.
D-Race?
Yeah.
D-Race.
D-E-R-C.
D-E-R-C.
R-C.
It just dipped to like 480 or 450 today and jumped to 480 in the past like 2 hours.
D-E-R. D-Race. Yeah, D-E-R-C. Well, whatever.
That shit's going to 4 or 5 bucks.
It's just going to what?
It's going to 3 to 5x in the next... I think before January 7th, but Let's just say 2 to 6 weeks.
Okay. What do you think of Decentraland?
Big sandbox in Decentraland. I was watching them at like 75, 80 cents. I didn't jump in. I was waiting for money to come in. I didn't jump into it before it threw 4 or 5x. I think it's a great play long term. I don't know how much more it's going to run in this bull cycle. But long term, I mean, you're talking about this is some of the biggest metaverse plays you can get into. So in a few months, even when the thing dips, the whole market dips, I'm certainly going to be loading up at cheaper prices around the dollar or $2, whatever drops to mark, you know.
And finally, XRP.
I've got, you know, a few grand for sure of XRP. So I do believe once the case settles, it's worth having. But there's no knowing when the case is going to settle. It won't likely move much.
What's the case?
The SEC is basically playing both sides of it, but basically saying that they're not a security because they're trying to replace money, basically. They're trying to be a digital equivalent to money, like a banking coin. And SEC can't regulate it, and they don't like that. They try to slow down the process of development. Once that gets over with, the price is going to fucking
skyrocket.
If they win that. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, gentlemen, it was a blast. I mean, what did we got? We got about a good hour, an hour 15.
Yep.
It was a fun little chat. Never done.
Never done. Never outgunned.
Oh, I like that one. Look at that. That's crazy. You look like a goddamn chest balloon.
And then
pushing the weights, bro.
Pushing the weights. And this is like the latest one.
What is it? Oh, wow. I like that, man. That's good merch.
That's on the back. That's on the back.
That's sweet. I got to get that jump.
That's on the front. Like there's that. A lot. And there's a whole, so the square, the ZS, there's a whole number of these of different fonts, different styles. There, you got the Venom one. You got the Carnage one. You got the Friday the 13th. You got the Evil Dead. You got the Predator. There's a lot of different fonts. You know, like there's a version of that in this font. This is, I think, the Predator one. Never done Predator font. So yeah, good stuff. DeadOnPictures.com. Merch on there. The new show. Sinister Infinite Season 3 is about to come to a wrap. I think it's halfway through. Or is it going to come to a wrap?
Season 11 right now.
Hopefully. Disney Plus picks it. If Disney Plus picks us up.
I mean, episode 11.
That's what it is?
Not season 11.
Season 11 being picked up by Disney Plus. Now Sinister.
Sinister. So wait a minute.
Sinister Infinite.
Gotta manifest that shit, man. Yeah.
So you're saying Sinister Infinite? Sinister Infinite 311? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Then I think, folks, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for Sinister. Yeah, 311, Dread Knight, Magma. Yep.
Bye, Sinister.
Until next year. So that's Rogues Gallery season 4 premieres the first Friday. Holy shit. Yeah, that is it. That's it. That's it, gentlemen. That's it for 2021 anyway.
Come on. The year's almost over, man. It's time
My YouTube's ain't working. My YouTube's ain't working as good as I want it to be.
It's working great, man. You got hits.
Come on. No, I mean on my computer.
All right, pull it up.
I don't think you're going to be able to see what I'm trying to see because I'm logged into the account.
You got to show it anyway, man.
Of course I'm going to show it. It's not what I'm talking about. Yep. Holy shit. That was it. That was it for 2021. So Sinister Infinite Season 3, Episode 11, Dread Knight and Magma came out last Friday. That's it for 2021. Rogues Gallery Season 4 premieres the first Friday of 2022, which will be January 7th, 2022, Rogues Gallery Season 4. What do you got? Any plugs you want to put out there, Tech?
Just same as usual. IG, you can hit me up at TechFall211. You can hit me up at www.deadonpitchers.com. Check us out on YouTube at deadonpitchers.com. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Hit me up on Facebook and all the social media links, with LinkedIn as well. Zombie Squad 211.
Durko, what you got?
Nothing to plug really, man, but you know, same old Mawu Management, Mawu MYWUMGMT at Instagram, and nothing else, man. Nothing else. Just looking ready to go live at AC this weekend with TechFall.
Going live at AC. All right. Well, I can't wait to see some footages. Until next time. All right, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll chat a little bit more offline.